This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Look at this. They kicked everybody off the plane. They told everybody to get off the plane because they were singing their national anthem.
That's right, America. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You can get kicked off of a flight for singing the national anthem. How dare you? It's like the Communist Manifesto for the left when you sing something that's prideful about America. You do realize that the national anthem has all kinds of ominous overtones. As a critical race theory might have you believe, well, it was written by a white man. And the rocket's red glare was talking about shooting black people with rockets. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad you guys are here. It's been a fun broadcast so far. A crazy world that we live in, the crazy world of leftism, where we try to break it down for you. And one of the breakdowns is the idea that you can get kicked off of a plane for singing the national anthem. What would they have let them sing? That's what you got to ask yourself. Could you have sung the black version of it? They have a black version of the national anthem. Y'all know that now, right? You may soon be forced to learn that, as well as Ebonics. maybe my team should start having sessions where we teach Ebonics. Oh my goodness, we are going to be doing these sessions on various topics. Around we call them college empowerment, college and university empowerment, where these, but it's not just for college kids. Yeah, it's not just for college kids. It's for adults as well. We just want people to look at the world differently and understand that, you know, when you get out into the world and people start calling you racist and things like this, you got to ask yourself, what's the deal? You know, what's the pushback? What do I need to say? And there's a ton of stuff you need to say. For example, the feminists accuse you of toxic masculinity. You should just say, no, it isn't. That's not what it is. You just have penis envy. That's it. One of my friends is a comedian. He says, I hear there's 71 genders. He says, that's 770 of them that are less than men, which I love. I think it's a real triggering statement. It's too funny. Yeah. This is what I would ask all the feminists. Do you hold mean girls equally accountable for their actions, or do you just hold men accountable for theirs? Because I know some mean girls who've done things far worse to women than men could. Set women up, etc., you know? When I talk to these kids, I'm going to ask them, how many of you consider yourselves conservative? Does anybody here care about another person's personal choices? Do you care about what I chose to eat today? If you're a meat eater, do you care if I'm a vegan? And let me give you the answer. Meat eaters don't care if you are vegetarian or vegan, but you know who cares if you eat meat? Vegans and vegetarians. How dare you eat meat? Really? It's my personal choice. It has nothing to do with you, but they moralize about it. Look, if you invite a vegan to a party, you know what you do as a conservative? You will make sure that they have the things that they need to feel like, hey, I was included. If a vegan invites you to their party, here's what I can guarantee you. Don't expect anything that satisfies your urge as a carnivore. But they'll tell you they're the ones who are we're so good about choosing and helping people and not caring about their choices. Let me ask you this. Do you care about who I choose as my life partner? Let me tell you how I've cared about my friends and their life partners. If my friends have a girlfriend who I think is an absolute witch, I'll say, dude, seriously? You gonna marry her? And then if they do, you know what I say? Hey, no problem. If that's who you choose to marry, if that's what you want to make as your life partner, I'm not going to be mad at you. But just don't forget, I warned you. How many times have you had a conversation like that with your girlfriend or your boyfriend? Yeah, I'm talking about friends. you know, your best friend type people. I can tell you, I had that conversation with many of my boys going, hey, seriously, man, not her. Mm-mm. That girl ain't nothing but a gold digger. Or that girl ain't nothing but she don't think anything about you. She will push your wheelchair off the mountain to get your insurance money. You know what I'm saying? We've all done that. Not push people off the mountain to get their insurance company, but warn people about people like that. These leftists. But here's my point. You don't care who people choose as a life partner. Yep. I know this show is made of nothing but conservatives, and I know. Here's the thing. I thought you hated people who chose to be gay, right? For example, does anybody out there, do you hate gays? See, I can't see your hands, but I'll tell you this. I don't think you do. No takers. And why don't they know this? Why don't they know you don't really give a crap about who they decide to have sex with? They have a preconceived notion about you and us, so they project on you. That's what the vegans do. That's what everybody who wants to do have a quote alternative lifestyle. They say, well, my alternative lifestyle should be supported 1000% by you, and you should understand everything about it and all this. And when you go, I don't want to understand it, but here's what I will tell you, I don't really give a crap about it. How could you not give a crap? Oh my gosh. So our sessions are going to be about how do you push back on this? And we as a conservative movement, how do you let gay, if we got gays to just shut up and stop being mad at us and say, you know what, those guys don't really care. They really don't. It's us. We're the ones projecting. I think the world could be a better place very quickly because we're not bad people. Kevin, you don't want your children to be gay. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. You want to know why? Because I don't know what the lifestyle is. I didn't want any girls either. Not because I don't like girls, but because I don't really know how to raise a girl. I had a brother. I had cousins that were like brothers. I watched other people with their sisters and things like this, but I don't know what girls go through. Not a bit. I don't have a bit of what would we say, mother wit training. I don't have any training in that. But I have four boys. I was happy for all of them because I didn't have to adjust myself. I just went, oh, I know what boys do. Mm-hmm. By the way, all men, all boys. Yeah. So, four sons, all boys. I wanted them to all be boys, and I didn't want any of them to be gay. But not because I don't like gays. And if they had been gay, it would have been okay. Would have made the adjustment. But anyway, that's what we're going to be rolling out. Is this thing to teach these youngsters how to not succumb to this. How to ask questions of them and put them back and go, well, aren't you the one that's really, you know, the foodophobe or the heterophobe or whatever it is. So that's what we'll be talking about. We got a lot to talk about today, too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The purge has begun, or the left hope it has. I played a clip in the previous segment about they kicked the people off the plane for singing the national anthem because you can't have people caring and loving America. They want to get rid of that. You know what getting Trump is about, right? It's about getting you. They want to teach you a lesson. The people that were on that plane singing the national anthem, they know what they meant. They know what they represent. That's MAGA. That's America First. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to It is a Kevin Jackson Show. We had the purge that happened. Predictable. The purge. What am I talking about? See, there was a TV show. There are two movies I'll tell you about. The Purge. Hollywood made a movie where you could have one day, 24 hours, to get back at anybody you wanted. Politicians let that happen. You think Hollywood made that movie and said, oh, well, this would be an interesting idea? Or did somebody like a Pelosi say, wouldn't it be great if we had a purge where we could just turn our goons and our villains, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, out against the general public that is very unaware that we really want them destroyed? They made a movie about it. They made a movie called The Hunt. You know what The Hunt is about? A group of leftists who decide they want to hunt down and kill conservatives. I'm just telling you. It's pretty ugly out there. They metaphorically want to kill Trump, but trust me, there are people that want to do it more than metaphorically. And if radio stations, Kevin, that's incendiary. No, it isn't. It's the truth. There are people that want to do bodily harm not only to us, but they want to do it to Trump, and they did it. A woman was killed that did nothing, that was not threatening anybody. She was shot to death at Capitol Hill by a Capitol Hill police, is what I was told. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. I know it wasn't by a Trump supporter. That I know this, people in Portland shot and killed a guy that was pro-Trump, shot him dead, walked right up, boom, in the head. It was over. Don't tell me they don't want to kill us. They want to teach us a lesson. To kill Trump is to kill you for helping him thwart the cheat that is currently in place. And you watch, folks, as Republicans join Democrats to implement the A2 Brute strategy. As they got Caesar into the Senate and they stabbed him to death. They want nothing left of Trump's carcass either. They don't want his bones. They're like hyenas. They leave nothing behind. And in fact, they want his dust scattered in a haboob or a hurricane. And that's why we are currently experiencing the purge. Yep. Teaching us a lesson. Trump was banned off of Twitter. He was banned off of Facebook. Banned forever. Can't get back on. Why? Who should have that kind of power? Corporate America's chipping in. Hey, Apple, we're not going to let this app on. We're not going to do this or that. I'll get to more of that in a bit. Trump was banned on Spotify. Do you know what Spotify is? It's a music service, and now they're playing podcasts. He can't get a Spotify account. And you ask yourself, how can you do? And here's what's interesting. It's a cabal. The word is going out for the Democrats. Don't let him on anything. Now, Paul Sperry, he tweeted that the Trump legal team is preparing a lawsuit against Twitter and Facebook based on the argument that these guys denied his free speech in coordination with Democrat government officials to whom they donate and with whom they privately communicate. See, that's how this stuff gets done. Don't tell anybody, but wait until the Democrats find out that we're going to be coordinating soon. And without them, wait until that happens. So I don't know if this lawsuit's going to occur, but Paul Sperry says it is. But I will say this, for those of you who kumbaya with leftists, you are fraternizing with the enemy. You may not see them as the enemy, but they see you as the enemy for sure. They may talk of spirituality and humanism, but they are plotting your destruction. And the only way that you survive it is if you come over to them. It's like I said, you can go, if I was saying earlier, if you go to if you invite a vegan to your house for a party, you will accommodate. You will make sure that they have everything done the way vegans want because you're a caring individual. But if you get invited to a vegan party, you know what they'll do? They'll give you fake meat. They'll give you plant-based meat and they'll watch you eat it. And if you go, they will be upset. It tastes just like your meat. And you will get a lecture, and everybody, all the other vegans will gang up on you. And then you'll have to pretend that you like, it actually tastes better than I thought it did. And then you get indoctrinated. I no longer will eat meat. I won't eat meat. You know, and I will not wear a leather belt or leather shoes. And pretty soon you're on the commune, you know, having carnal relations with somebody that smells like your grandfather's old toes, his old tennis shoes. So that's the thing about... Oh, man. Yeah, my producers made me laugh. Anyway, this censorship that's occurring is... Maybe I think it's finally waking people up, but you know, these leftists seem to not even care that this purge is happening. They seem to enjoy it. In the movie, this executive, you know, he's a capitalist, of course, you got to kill the capitalist, and he's blocking himself in his house, and his daughter ends up letting people from the purge in, and as what happens, which is, It's funny, the purge actually shows you the way life really works, because the Democrats have said, hey, go kill whoever you want. And then the theme of the movie is go kill the capitalist. And then the capitalist is everything locked down. He says, well, I'm going to protect myself. I've got a solution. He locks himself in. And then I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his daughter or somebody says it can't be too bad and lets in some kids, because, you know, she's the bleeding heart lefty in the family that doesn't quite know which way to go. Lets them in and ends up letting the killers in their midst. And it's funny how Hollywood ends up kind of pointing the finger at itself, at leftism. Because, see, nobody should really want to kill anybody. If you think about it, the whole premise of the purge is, why do it? Why would you want to hurt somebody else? I mean, don't misunderstand me. If somebody raped my sister, I mean, or something like that, I would be like, ugh. But the idea of just going out willy-nilly and saying, you know, ooh, I get a chance to go do some crimes, and I'm going to do, I would be like, nah, I got better things to do. That's not a civilized society. But Democrats don't care about civilized society. And what are they afraid of? You're banning Trump. I'm going to get to some others, because they targeted me. They targeted James Woods. They targeted any conservative out there who's making who's taking a stance, who's speaking the truth. What are they so afraid of? Do you think they know? I think they know. It's the reason why I've been shadow banned for so long. But don't let their talk of humanitarianism and philanthropy and all that fool you. They don't care about you. They want to destroy you, and we've got proof, evidence, in your face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats introduced articles of impeachment accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. Republicans, meanwhile, blocked Democrats' first effort this week to remove the president from office, a unanimous consent resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence to use the 25th Amendment to remove the president. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, says this is not the way to unite the country.
I think we need to lower the rhetoric. We need to get some unity going. If Joe Biden, once he gets his administration on course, the Democrats need to start thinking about what they'd like to accomplish rather than having a vendetta against Donald Trump. So
that audio courtesy of Fox News. Snow is moving across the deep south after leaving its mark on Texas. The National Weather Service saying Austin received anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow. USA Radio News. The United States is at 40 straight days where more than 100,000 Americans are in the hospital for COVID-19 treatment. Infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are continuing to soar, and health officials are blaming it on holiday gatherings for millions of Americans. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease expert. He tells CBS News,
these random occurrences from the leak in concert with the random movements creates an unpredictable flow. Airflow on droplets can give these droplets superpowers, make them smaller and lighter and keep them suspended in the air and potentially blow them around. And that's what we call aerosol generation.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced that he will designate Yemen-Iran-backed Houthi rebels as a foreign terrorist organization as time runs down on the Trump administration. The designation takes effect on January 19th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Purge. I don't know if you saw that movie. It wasn't very great, but it is occurring right now, the Purge. The Purge of the left trying to get rid of Trump. They what they don't understand is it's backfiring on them, but they want to get rid of him. They want Trump to have never existed. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So you're listening to, this is our radio part of our network, and there's a ton of other stuff going on. I hope you will participate in it. Go find out more about it. 844-551-8255 if you want to drop us a line. And oh, by the way, if you want to get in the game, if you want to be part of the solution going forward for the next few decades, ring me up. You know, give me a note. Let me know what you do. Love to get you on the team. If you just want to promote, get our stuff pushed out, and you can commit a little bit of time every day just to say, hey, Kevin, I pushed it out to my list of 20 people. I asked them to push stuff out. Or you want to help develop topic areas. Kevin, I think about this story. What about this or that? Help. We're fine with it. This show is purely out of my brain, what's of interest to me. You may go, yeah, Kevin, I'd love to hear you talk more about this. I know people are, hey, when are you going to get some guests? We'll get guests when we change the format. And we're going to probably go to video. We got to get a pretty expensive piece of software that, you know, quite frankly, it's a lot of dough, but it will make things easier for me to set up the studio. And so those of you who have the extra cash laying around, you know, send us some bucks and we'll make it happen. Anyway, glad you guys are with me talking about the Purge. I lost 5,000 people from my fan base in one day on Twitter, in one day. And then another 2,000 the next day. And when I first started prepping, you know, for the show, I was down a total of 11,000. Now I've gone 5,000 day one, 2,000 day two. I let another day go by. I was down 11,000. Well, as I broadcast to you today, I'm down 15,000. Now I had 77,000 people on my Twitter page. That's it. A guy who for 3 years was a Fox News contributor on other radio, etc., they would not let me grow. They would not give me the blue check mark. We sent in all the paperwork and everything, you know, digitally that they wanted from us, and they would not give me my blue check mark. It said, yes, this is authentically Kevin Jackson, and neither would Facebook. And on Facebook, I think I've told you guys this before, we got up to 500,000 plus people 5 years ago. It was 570, maybe 580,000, something like that. On Facebook, before they cut off my page, I had 565,000 people. So over 5 years, I lost 15,000 people. Now, that's a lot of folks. I'm sure a few of them died. I know some of them did. But when you were growing 3,000 to 5,000 a day and suddenly you can't grow in over a 5-year period and you lose 15,000 and you're the same person doing the same stuff, I don't believe it. I had friends that nobody knew that had pages of 11 million people. And guess what happened to their pages? These conservatives. Gone. We were emphasizing YouTube for a while. You haven't heard me talk about Kev Talks because we've had to rethink the strategy. See, there. Now let me go back to Twitter before I get into the YouTube stuff. Percentage wise, I want you to understand. Every conservative took a hit. This isn't me. When I talk about the purge, I'm not talking about, oh, this is my personal thing. No. They take the president off of Facebook and Twitter and Spotify. Then James Woods tweets, I just lost 67,000 people on Twitter or however many. Now, he's got a lot more than I do, but percentage-wise, I promise you, I took a bigger hit than almost anybody. As I mentioned, I lost 15,000 people out of 77,000. Now, I'm going to go down with the Titanic. I'll keep tweeting out there to the little people that I have. But what's really funny, not only were they limiting my reach with my people, they would shadow ban. So my tweets were being suppressed. If they would let, say, 5% of a person's tweets or 10%, I was getting 0.1%. But see, I think what happened is, it awakened conservatives, and it even awakened the left to say, why are we doing it? Wait a minute. Can I ask a question here? This is a leftist raising his hand. Can I ask a question? Why are we censoring you? I thought we were the ones that didn't want to do that. Why do we do that? Every major conservative voice lost ground. I'm talking significant numbers of followers on social media. And others are scared to death. This is why when YouTube kicked me off 4 years ago, I said, I'm not going to rebuild it because I didn't want to rely on it. Those who rely on Facebook and Twitter or YouTube for income are scared to death, and they better be. I warned them. I warned every one of these people years ago. I said, you cannot build your strategy based on that. You have to build your strategy based on something you can control, and you don't control any of this. They didn't listen. So there's a few tweets that came up with the purge, and let me just share a few of these with you. James Woods tweeted, difficult to remember this now, but once upon a time, Twitter was actually fun. George Papadopoulos, well, his doesn't matter. David Limbaugh said, remember this, we don't censor the left. They censor us. They are suffocatingly intolerant. Let those who jump on the impeached Trump bandwagon explain how they overlook Kamala's endorsement of riots. It honestly makes me sick how unbalanced things are. Ryan Long said this, he's a comedian, funny dude. I moved from a country that never had free speech to a country that used to have free speech. Sarah Gonzalez tweeted this. Congrats to everyone who voted for the party that emboldens a purge of all voices they disagree with. All because a man's tweets hurt your feelings. Great work, everyone. That's just a few of them, of the people that recognize what's going on here. And you could dissect any of those. I mean, a guy moving from a country, Brian talked about moving from a country that had no free speech to one that is losing its free speech. How many immigrants do you think are asking themselves, what just happened here? This is the kind of stuff that used to happen in our country. James Woods is right as well. Let's see, who are the others? Here's some more. Brother named Adrian Norman said, if you truly had the moral high ground, would you need to prevent your opponents from speaking? Ned Ryan tweeted, so if Trump was a fascist dictator, how did he get censored? Oh, that's right. He was silenced by the real fascists who project on others who they really are. See, there are a lot of you who figured out what I've been telling you for a long time, which is the left are evil. and they project their stuff onto you. It's like I was talking, and I'm going to use the vegan as an example again. A vegan, you'll bend over backwards to accommodate a vegan that comes to your home. They won't do the same for you. And then if you don't eat the food that they prepare, because you go, it's good, it's nice for you, but it's not what I prefer. You're the bigoted person. How dare you? You don't want our food. And then they want to lecture you on you're killing animals and you're using their stuff. And who are you to be, making carrots commit suicide when you boil them, or, committing planticide or whatever it is. That's what you do every time you eat broccoli or cauliflower or make a salad. They see it as death. So these weirdos will project onto you, and suddenly you feel guilty. Well, I'm sorry, I eat cows and I use all the products. How do you think these people would fare in nature? Yeah, I'm just going to go out and pick berries all day while the other people go, kill the buffalo, skin it, make a teepee, make themselves clothing, use the bones as tools. Right? Use every part of the animal for something, rendering it, use the fat so it makes starting fires easier or whatever it is that you would do as a caveman, and they figure out how to use every little piece of it. Look at these shows about Alaska, and they talk about harvesting a moose or whatever. These people use every part of the animal, man. They let nothing go. And don't even get me into the indigenous folks, the Inuits and the various Eskimo tribes. These people are so good at knowing what to do with the parts of an animal and the fruits of the land. It's ridiculous. They're the biggest conservationists on the planet. Leftists throw away everything. They discard. They don't care. They have no care in the world for this type, the environment and all this. They litter. They destroy stuff. They build things that aren't going to last. I could go on. Anyway, the purge is continuing, and they don't want to hear your voice because you know what you are? You are a reflection of everything that they cannot be. It is not within them to be honorable, ethical, moral people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats want to eradicate Trump out of history. Refuse they eradicate you out of history. They want to teach you such a lesson that you will never, ever again try to do what we did in getting Trump elected. They don't want anyone that mimics Trump, that looks like him in any way, to ever believe that they can rise from power from nothing. Which, I don't know, I wouldn't say Trump is from nothing, but politically speaking, he's from nothing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. It is from nothing. So what? Trump is a Wharton educated, self-made billionaire who's got an iconic global brand, who then transformed into becoming a reality TV star who dared to buck the system and become president of the United States. As they scoffed at him, as they ridiculed him, he did it. And they can't stand it. They want to make sure that that scenario is never repeated. Nobody with that kind of cult of personality or charisma, even though that's all that Obama did. If you take away Obama's dismal little record in politics, he was a nobody. He wasn't even a, he was a Harvard affirmative action grad who had nothing iconic, no brand, no money, no nothing. He creates this idea about himself. He fabricates his life. Glorifies it. Democrats were all too happy to do it because they had their light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect, and they pushed an idiot forward, a clown, a guy who never should have been president of the United States, and they let him play it for 8 years, orchestrating a cheat in 2012, which is good because it would have gotten Romney elected, and he's a stooge. And so this is where we are. They want to compare these two men. Barack Obama, you know what he did? Somebody said, you got to go through the steps, man. You got to go through the steps because you got nothing else. You're not a billionaire. You didn't have good grades. You got some charisma. I'll give him that. He's got charisma. But what else has he got? He was broke, and he would have stayed broke. And if it weren't for white folks coming along helping him, teeing him up, why? For their own benefit. We had 8 years where we didn't have a president. We had people managing our president. People didn't do all about him. Now it's turned. Obama's got power against them. But Trump's not going to leave office and want to have power against the people that put him into office. That would be us. Because, see, there's no big money special interest that did that. But the point of it, going back to what I was saying earlier, is Donald Trump bucked the system and the Democrats hate it. And that's why this purge is going on. They hate us for it. Let me give you a couple more tweets. Well, James Woods said he lost 63,000 people in 24 hours. I'm sure that number is much higher for him now. Because as I said, I lost 5,000 in 24 hours, then 2,000 the next time, then another 4,000 the day after that. It was like, whoa, wow, I'm up to 15,000. The guy, he calls himself Peter Sweden. He is Scandinavian, and he is from Sweden. And he says, Trump banned on Twitter. Josh Hawley, book canceled. Parler could be banned from Apple. They are now cracking down on free speech. This is fascism. This is a guy noting this, and he's from Sweden. Will Chamberlain says, Apple is demanding that Parler be held responsible for content posted by its users, or it will cut off iOS. So basically, Apple is demanding that Parler waive its Section 230 protections while lobbying to maintain its own 230 privileges. That is probably one of the best tweets about what's happening with Parler that I've seen so far. Let's see. Christina said, Pornhub, a porn site that's under fire for profiting from child pornography, can stay on Twitter, but not POTUS. Nice. Oh, my goodness. And then Omri sent this tweet. For reference, here's Twitter's April 3rd, 2020 letter to Senator Ted Cruz saying that they don't ban accounts of government officials, even when American law requires them to do so, because it is in the public interest to read tweets of those officials. So see, when they want us to tell us what we want to hear, they say, oh, we don't do any banning. No, no, no. Until they feel like they've got the power. I've got the power. Yep. It's not about Trump, folks. It's about getting you. Trump was the vessel. He's the reason, and as I mentioned before in another part of the broadcast, early in the broadcast, storming the Capitol is the reason why they can rationalize this. Well, look at what these conservatives will do. They will storm the Capitol. Now, nobody died except a conservative. Shot by, I believe, a Capitol Hill police, but I don't know. But that's it. Well, it's a storm the Capitol, but hey, if Black Lives Matter or Antifa loot, if they loot and burn businesses and shoot people on the street, well, that's not. Those are peaceful protests warranted by, you know, any means necessary because of the ends justifying the means. And when, you know, and if I'm not making any sense to you, don't feel bad because it doesn't make any sense to anybody. peaceful protesters get infiltrated by some of the left in D.C., and they want to make it about us. Since when has a Tea Party group ever done anything rowdy? Oh, except that little thing of throwing the tea in the water in Boston Harbor. But really? These days, we don't even throw tea in the harbor. We clean up our messes. Wow, boy, this is a strange way, a strange place we find ourselves. So they silence us. They do everything that they claim that you should not do to a person. As I said, you know, Pelosi will come out. They'll read the Bible. They'll Bible thump with you as if they are the most holy, pious people on the planet. And they will then talk about killing babies, letting death row people out of prison. They ignore death and mayhem by people that they support. I could go on. And then they want to pretend to you that they care about you. Anybody remember Kate Steinle getting killed by an illegal who found a gun and decided to just shoot it off? And the Democrats came to this man's aid. You know how many times he'd been deported? There's somewhere like 3 to 6 times this man had been back and forth in the United States. And he was a criminal. They've let rapists and murderers back on the street. Why? They do it. It's not that it's like a one-off. They do it routinely because they don't want to fight extradition of these people back to their countries. They'd rather have a criminal alien in your midst than to admit that they're wrong. This is why I go back to me talking about the psychology of being wrong. How powerful it is for the left. You overcome it. When you're wrong, you go, wow, I was really wrong. I'm really sorry. You want to make good on being wrong. I'm really sorry. Oh my gosh, my decision created this, that, and the other. When the left are wrong, they look for ways to make their wrongs right. How dare you want to deport these people back to the country? So what, they're killers and murderers? Yeah, but they just want freedom and they just want a new start. A new start at what? Killing and murdering people and raping people and DUIs and whatever else? When you commit a crime in a country, I don't care where it is, you should have to serve time. If I went to another country and I was a DUI as a guest and I killed somebody, I would expect to serve time in that country. I wouldn't expect for them to go, well, listen, we need to let these people in and this is going to be bad for tourism if we start arresting their criminals. Well, so be it. Call me the pragmatist, but I think that the people who live here want to be safe. If Americans were tourists and every time we went somewhere, we were kicking butt and taking names, outside of just being Americans, people would be pretty upset. They would say, you know what, we don't want Americans. You put a ban on us. They'd say, you know, these Americans are not good for our economy. They cause more harm than good. Apple, man. Won't have the App Store, Parler in the App Store. So here's the thing. If you have an iPhone, you can't get access to certain products. And Apple will determine what you can and cannot have. It's a communications device. Last time I checked, this should be federally, in other words, Apple shouldn't be able to do that. That shouldn't even be able to be legal. How do you dictate the terms and conditions of somebody else's app? Do you think that they looked at the terms and conditions of Angry Birds and said, your terms and conditions mean that you better not have any neo-Nazis playing Angry Birds? Or do people just go on and play Angry Birds? Who are you to determine what a person's ideology is and what they should be able to get access to? That's insane. We'll see where things go with this. You'll get a general idea of where the country is. And see, this is why I go back to why I ask myself, how could Trump let this happen? He's got all the cards. He could say, nope, we're done with it. He could seize Apple. He could seize Facebook. He could seize Twitter. He could seize all these things, all these people that cheated in this election. And this is the point where if I were president, I would invoke my executive order instantly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.